It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in, eh?
Number 5.
The Supreme Court today, final verdict, striking down a Texas law that set strict rules for how abortion clinics operate, vote 5-3, saying that the regulations about having admitting privileges at local hospitals and requirements for surgical centers placed an undue burden on women's access to those services. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, love his talk show, by the way.
I think it's a different one.
Says today's ruling was troubling and that the law was common sense.
For the life of me, I can't imagine the women on the court or the men on the court who said, we think somehow or another, if you want an abortion, you deserve less standards than if you were getting treated for a broken leg. It doesn't matter what you're in the hospital for or in a clinic for. You should have the ultimate safety standards. We're not a third world country, but the Supreme Court leftists apparently don't understand that.
Yeah, it was kind of all going until he called somebody a leftist. And then it was like sort of making sense. Like, yeah, okay, all right, well, that's true. I mean, you know, that you do want, you know, you want hospital-style care. You want, if you have a medical procedure, and a potentially dangerous medical procedure, you want to make sure everybody knows what they're doing, right?
Sure.
I mean, that is an argument.
You need to have admitting, like, privileges at a hospital, and they were saying that would restrict the number of people who would even provide abortions, which would shut down clinics.
Right. But in the meantime, but then all of a sudden he turns it. Then he folds his cards over. He just drops his cards right in front of you.
It's like, I'm going to make it political, even though I went into this not pretending it was not political. It was about women and women on the court.
Yeah. Although in that particular case, he had one of the conservatives on the court go across.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a bit of an issue. See, that's what people can't get out of their own way. You want to make an argument? You just if it's nakedly political, people go, all right, I get it. It's nakedly political.
Just say that.
Yeah. But if you want to make a logical argument, try to keep the politics out of it.
Try.
Donald Trump.
Number 4.
All right. When James Carville sat with Sarah Palin for a Politicon conversation yesterday, he was polite. He praised her 2008 Republican National Convention speech. He even seemed to sympathize with her for being scapegoated in the McCain campaign. But later, the first question from the audience came from a 10-year-old boy who said he was a reporter.
Maybe he was. Probably had a blog or
but highlights
a YouTube site.
His fourth grade blog site. And then had this exchange.
How come you're endorsing Donald Trump after he said to Megyn Kelly, quote, you've got some blood on you, and then he didn't finish his sentence? How can you endorse him?
Endorsing. He's got the dropping G thing going.
He sounded like
a reporter, though, didn't he, that 10-year-old?
Wouldn't be endorsing him. Yeah. The Donald is not having a particularly good weekend. Did you see now, CNN is reporting, that Trump is going to drop the Muslim from his proposed immigration ban?
Then what immigration ban do you have?
Well,
refugees and in general?
I guess because the Muslim immigration ban. If you drop the word Muslim, then it's just an immigration ban. Then it's like everybody doesn't get to go. I don't understand.
No immigration. Just the people he selects.
I don't know, what they're saying is sources say that this is about he's about to make an announcement of some sort. Now I don't think that's going to help him. What he's running into now, which is interesting, is he's got this Paul Manafort guy running his campaign who was on, he was on Meet the Press yesterday. And you can tell Manafort's not even sure what he's doing there. I got this all worked out.
You think he made this up on his own? I would think that Manafort...
No. The Manafort's behind this, is my
right.
guess.
Yes, I would think that too, that he's got pretty tight reins on him, as tight as you can when you're dealing with a candidate, Donald Trump.
But then Trump earlier today says, you know, I do what I want to do, because he's now being asked about whether he's being influenced to come back to the center, for the general election and not be such a... It's not even center or right with Donald Trump. It's fantasy or reality, right?
It's talking about America versus your own businesses and interests, too. I think that's been where he's blurred the line. When he went after the Mexican judge, but he was involved in a personal battle over his company with that. It had nothing to do with American people.
Or the Brexit happens and he's like, hey, that's good for my hotels here in Scotland. That must make the Scottish people feel great that they're getting ripped off, okay? I mean, it's the whole thing is just weird. But Trump is also out there saying, I do what I do and, you know, no one's going to control me. But obviously, if he's going to drop the Muslim ban, I think that's going to hurt him. Because I think ultimately that's his core audience wants that. The people, his constituency wants him to say that. And then all of a sudden it'll sound like he's being politically correct and that ruins his own bit.
Well, it was the focal point of his entire immigration argument, the ban. It had to do with the Muslims entering the U.S.
And right.
That was the center of what he was talking about. So when you pull that out, it sort of leaves you to say, okay, well, what is it you stand for now? What is the immigration policy that you would back?
And no one wants, like, a sane Donald Trump. A moderate Donald Trump, because that doesn't get you anywhere. And Donald Trump knows that. The people have gravitated to the crazy. They like the crazy. They are either entertained by him or he's representing their anger, and they want a guy who looks like he's just going to go in there and break up the place because they're angry enough to want to break up the place. But now he sees, I mean, they've got people, there was a public opinion poll that came out late last night in England about like up to a quarter of the people who voted for the British to leave the EU are now sorry that they voted that way. Do you really want to have the exact same thing happen here in the United States? And all of a sudden, if Donald Trump goes, well, you know, on the other hand, maybe we should allow immigration across all borders and do all that. Like, do say what most everybody else is saying. It makes him not unique anymore. And people go, oh, he's not fun anymore.
I think a more moderate Trump who's on more messaging points about what to do for the country would be welcome at this stage rather than offending people or talking about his own business interests.
Well, like, that will never happen. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Podomatic has got fashion tips with pavement buckles.
Weekday mornings 4 to 10, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
Checking in at
number three.
This is a wacky one.
You know, all right, this Tony Robbins, right? Mm-hmm. He's very tall and he's a guru. He's a self-help and business guru, right? And he wants to bring out your greatest inner self and he wants to teach you how to be confident and conquer your fears and be fearless in business and blah, 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 blah. But the thing he does it all for years upon years upon years, like 30 years.
He's been very successful at it.
He has people walk across hot coals to conquer their fear.
Which I don't understand, but a lot of people have done it at his request.
Mm-hmm. Here's the problem with it. 30 people had to be treated for minor burns in Dallas at a seminar. Oh, here's one of the so-called victims who Tony spoke to CNN about the experience.
I had, experienced the fire walking about 4 months earlier, went through it with no injuries. This time was a little bit different.
Seems like an inherent danger, though, when you walk across hot coals, that you might burn your feet.
Got ready. I was one of, I guess, the first maybe 100 people to go through, maybe a little more. I started to get out there. I got in state, got ready to do it. I took my second step, and I realized something had gone terribly wrong. I felt this immense fire, and I just darted to the other side of the fire walk.
Mm-hmm. It's on fire, after all. No. I think the whole point here is just to go across it really fast.
No, he says that you're required to go at a normal, direct pace. And that's where you're supposed to do it, to say that the experience proves if you can make it through the fire, you can make it through anything, according to Robin's page.
Some people were taking selfies during this. Did you see any of that going on?
I saw one person who was up there, kind of he had a camera up and he was filming the whole thing. But it all happened so quickly. You know, before it happened, they had the drum beat going. It was kind of nice. Everything was going well. And then when you got to the other side of the pit, you know, it wasn't so pleasant anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because you know why? Because you were standing on hot coals.
Hot coals.
Yeah. It wasn't so pleasant. Really?
Can you sue for that?
Really?
Would you willingly walk across hot coals?
Yeah, he put down hot coals. Right. He goes, you walk across a guy, I don't want to. Go ahead. All right.
Isn't that a lesson you learn when you're really young?
I thought so.
Put your hands near fire.
I thought so.
You get burned.
Checking in at
number two.
Elizabeth Warren, who Donald Trump calls Goofy Elizabeth Warren.
Among other names.
Or Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She had a few choice words for Donald Trump today at a campaign rally with Hillary Clinton.
Donald Trump says he'll make America great again. It's right there. No, it's stamped on the front of his goofy hat. You want to see Goofy? Look at him in that hat.
Answering the goofy charge.
She happens to be right about that. I mean, she might be goofy too. I don't know. But all I know is this, that hat is goofy. That hat looks dumb on Donald Trump's head.
It's kind of the way he wears it, sort of that, it doesn't fit his head or something.
When Donald Trump says he'll make America great, he means make it even greater for rich guys just like Donald Trump. What kind of a man roots for people to lose their jobs, to lose their homes, to lose their life savings? I'll tell you what kind of a man. A small, insecure money grubber who fights for no one but himself. What kind of a man? A nasty man who will never become president of the United States.
Interesting to see Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren take to the stage together to campaign today with a sign, Stronger Together. And I don't know, a lot of people floating that Elizabeth Warren is high on that list for VPs.
Yeah, Donald Trump's greatest dream is that happens.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't.
Oh, I think that's
think that's a strong ticket.
I don't think that's a strong ticket.
It would appeal
ticket,
to all the Bernie Sanders folks. That would seem to be the attempt there to get those people who, the younger people who within the party who would really like, didn't necessarily like Hillary Clinton, but really liked Bernie.
Well, she's got a lot of baggage, too. And they hate her on Wall Street. They're afraid of her. There's talk of her. Although I'll tell you one thing, they're floating the idea of her as Treasury Secretary, which I think Wall Street would rather have her as the Vice President than Treasury Secretary. So I suppose.
Her feelings about Wall Street.
I don't know. I need to wake up from this nightmare, people.
What's going on?
When do I get to wake up?
What's
finally
happening?
Number one.
At 23 months, most kids are still trying to figure out how to walk. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, to get themselves together, just short of 2 years old. Not this 23-month-old, I should say. LJ's dad posted a video of him performing on Facebook, and it's been seen more than 2 million times. Here is a 23-month-old LJ on the drums.
Kid is playing that?
Yeah.
My God, that's great.
Yeah. Just don't let Kanye know.
He'll put him in his next video.
Right. Be next
as
video.
A wax figure.
As a naked wax figure. All right. Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.